We are very pleased to have Eric Kahle with us, who is going to talk about Tetris Plus, a production that his Netherlands-based theater company, Arch 8, is going to be bringing to Pittsburgh. Hello, Eric. How are you?
Hey, I'm very good. Thanks for calling.
It's so good to hear you. You know, I've been to Amsterdam and Delft. It's been a while, but I really enjoyed my time there.
I've been in Holland for about 12 years now, and I really enjoy my time here.
Are you originally from the States?
Yeah. I grew up in Portland, Oregon, then I went to university, and then I danced and choreographed in New York for about 10 years before I jumped across the pond.
And what prompted you to move over?
I had a job teaching university, but really the biggest thing is after 10 years in New York, you've learned what you're going to learn, and there's so many fish in that pond that as an artist, you just realize you got to go somewhere else if you want to make and continue to develop your work. There's just too much competition.
Now, Tetris Plus is a production of your company, Arch 8. It's going to be at the August Wilson Center, presented by Pittsburgh Cultural Trust, as part of the EQT Bridge Theater Series, coming up on January 22nd and 23rd, this coming Friday and Saturday. Tell us a little bit about the production.
Well, when I was a kid, I really liked the game of Tetris and playing it. And then now we're having a problem with kids spending way too much time on the Xbox or doing other things or watching TV instead of being physical and imaginative and interacting with each other with their real bodies. And so I wanted to make a piece about that. It was about being full of energy and not being able to sit still and bouncing around, but also how we fit in, like how we can sort of let our freak flag fly, but also fit in and be part of the group. And doing that, the dancers, there's four of them, make the shapes of Tetris, and they play little shape games. And at the end of the game, we invite the children from the audience to come onto the stage. And what's frightening is, well, not frightening, but how quickly they've learned all the dance moves. They come and they understand the games and the rules of the games because those young minds just work so much faster than ours.
When did you know that you wanted to pursue life as a dancer and in the theater?
I started in high school when I was performing arts high schools like FAME. Portland, Oregon had one too. And they created it to sort of create voluntary desegregation so that white students would come to the more integrated neighborhoods, to the schools, so that you wouldn't have such segregated schools. And that arts program just bloomed and grew. It was a few blocks from my house. And a lot of professional choreographers would come and make work with us. And I think being exposed to that really let you see what this could be at a high level instead of just sort of an amateur practice. And then I got hooked then, and I've been studying and working at it ever since.
Well, I hope that people consider coming to see you. Can you tell us a bit about the cast? Will you be coming over with the production as well?
Actually, I won't be there because I've been in Vienna for the last month, and I'm making another performance there. So the premiere is next Thursday, so unfortunately I'm still in Vienna at that time. But my cast, who's been touring the world with this piece for the last 10 years, like London, New York, Australia, Rio, Cairo, all over the place, will be bringing the show and sharing the work with young people.
Oh, it sounds just terrific, and it's going to be at the August Wilson Center, a great venue that the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust is making sure continues to be filled with entertainment for everybody, January 22nd and 23rd. It's the EQT Bridge Theater Series, and Arch 8 is the production company, Pittsburgh. The EQT Bridge Theater Series brings in productions created by international groups, and Tetris Plus is the production. Eric, is there anything else you'd like to mention that I may have missed?
I just wanted to say go Steelers. I know you guys have a big game this weekend.
I hesitate to ask questions of personal interest sometimes, but I am going to ask you, since you know Portland. I'm late to the party on Portlandia. I only just started watching the program. Do people in Portland like Portlandia, or is it, I'm sure it's not a monolithic opinion, but is it?
It's kind of a mix. I think they like the attention. You know, Portland is kind of like Canada. It's off the radar for the most of the matters, but of course it's way over the top. But there is ridiculous foodies, and I mean, some of it's tongue-in-cheek and some of it's dead-on. So I think Portlanders could laugh at themselves.
It's a funny, funny show. It really is.
And I love that they brought back Kyle from Twin Peaks. That amuses me to no end, too, that he's the mayor.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't make that connection. That's great. Well, thank you, Eric, and best wishes for a good run January 22nd and January 23rd. Take care.
All right. Thank you so much.